From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the heyday of whaling, whalers found one group of prey particularly attractive. Right whales were easy to catch, and their oil brought top dollar. The animals were named by whalers who determined that they were the right whale to catch. The result? Right whales were hunted to the brink of extinction. They remain severely endangered. But today, two stories published in scientific journals offer a glimmer of hope for the recovery of the right whale. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Right whales have thick bodies and huge heads that account for about a third of their length. They move very slowly. Scientists have been trying to study them, but with just an estimated few dozen left in the North Pacific, sightings have become extremely rare. But in the 1980s, marine biologists started getting calls from fishermen who thought they were seeing right whales in shallow waters just off the Alaskan coast, far from their traditional neighborhoods. Cynthia Tynan of the Northwest Fisheries Science Center suspected they had come in search of food, so she arranged a research cruise to check it out and has published her findings in today's issue of the journal Science. The first few days on the boat, her team saw nothing, but Cynthia Tynan had a hunch their luck would change.
We had been down at dinner at the galley, and we finished a nice dinner. And I sort of pleasantly said, you know, there could be right whales up there.
So the team resumed their places at pairs of heavy-duty binoculars mounted to the ship's flying bridge. In the fading twilight, one scientist spotted the trademark V-shaped spray of the right whale shooting 30 feet into the air.
He yelled out and called down to the bridge that he had right whales, and everybody was just jumping up and down. It was very exciting.
The team immediately stopped the ship, packed into a smaller inflatable boat, and motored over to within feet of the whales, close enough to pierce each of the five whales with a harmless dart that took an instant biopsy of their tissue. The genetic results have not been announced, but the team is pretty certain that all five whales they spotted are males. It's a troubling finding that offers insight as to why the species is not recovering. Without females, the population cannot grow. Across the country, on the Atlantic coast, scientists from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, writing in the journal Nature, report the same trend. Going back two decades, they gathered data on the 300 known right whales in Atlantic waters. Hal Caswell wrote the study report. He concludes male survival rates are steady, but females are in trouble.
The trend has been that their survival probability has been going down.
It seems that giving birth makes the female whales vulnerable.
In a sense, it's becoming a more and more risky event for a female right whale to have a calf.
Mother right whales spend a year nursing calves. During this time, they avoid the deep ocean and stay at the surface of shallow water near the coastline. These waters are full of fishing boats and cargo ships. It's been known that whales get trapped in nets and hit by ships, but never before has the loss of one whale become so critical. John Haining is marine biologist at the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County. He estimates there are about 25 reproductive age females in the North Atlantic. Given those numbers, it's clear any effort to save one can make a difference.
If we were able to do something that would reduce the mortality of adult females by only two animals a year, they'll recover. If we don't, they're likely to go extinct.
Both papers published today give marine biologists new confidence they will be able to save the rights, one whale at a time. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
And for more about the right whale, visit our website, npr.org.